Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. UN Security Council set to hold emergency talks later today about North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch. The missile landed in the Sea of Japan on Sunday in what has been described as the first test of President Trump's vow to get tough on Pyongyang, which tested nuclear devices and ballistic missiles last year at an unprecedented rate. In Seoul today, South Korea's unification ministry said the North continues to favor provocation. Ministry spokesman Jong Jun-hee said North Korea still has not given up on its ambitions for becoming a nuclear state. President Trump hosts Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau at the White House today for talks that are expected to include the launch of a joint initiative for female business leaders and entrepreneurs. And on the agenda, but is likely the economic issues such as trade that might be discussed, although that's not officially on the agenda. Mr. Trump has made it clear he wants to renegotiate or scrap the North American Free Trade Agreement that includes the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Peru's President Pedro Kuczynski has asked President Trump to deport former Peruvian President Alejandro Toledo, sought in Peru on suspicion of taking bribes as part of a regional corruption scandal. Prosecutors are investigating whether Toledo took $20 million in payments from a construction firm in exchange for favoring the Brazilian company in a major highway contract. Peru believes Toledo is living in the U.S. state of California. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of Romanians took to the streets over the weekend. They're demanding the government resign as they accuse it of attempting to water down anti-corruption laws. Estimated crowd of 50,000 protesters took part in the march in the capital, Bucharest. White House remains defiant days after a federal appeals court kept in place a hold on President Trump's travel ban from seven majority Muslim nations. We get that story now from VOA's Michael Bowman.
The White House insists it will prevail. Federal law does grant the president broad authority to restrict the entry of foreign nationals to the United States. But constitutional guarantees of religious freedom and equal protection under the law come first, according to a state attorney general spearheading the ongoing legal challenge to Trump's travel ban. The White House could continue to defend the travel ban or attempt to write a new one tailored to withstand legal challenges.
But we also have a lot of other options, including just filing a brand new order on Monday.
The last 2 weeks have demonstrated Trump's determination to make good on a key campaign promise, as well as the judiciary's power to intervene. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
International Monetary Fund Chief Christine Lagarde has voiced optimism that President Trump's planned tax cuts and construction spending will boost the U.S. economy.
From the little we hear, we have reasons to be optimistic about economic growth in the United States.
Speaking in Dubai, Lagarde cautioned U.S. economic advances could hurt economies elsewhere because of the strength of the dollar against other currencies and the potential of U.S. interest rates rising. Associated Press reporting officials in the U.S. state of California have ordered at least 130,000 people to evacuate an area in the northern part of the state where a spillway from the tallest dam in the U.S. could fail. Jazz singer Al Jarreau, a seven-time Grammy winner, has died. Record producer and singer Herb Alpert remembers Jarreau as he walks the red carpet at the 59th annual Grammy Awards in Los Angeles.
I played with Al. I mean, we had a couple concerts with Al. And the key to Al's success, God rest his soul, he was passionate about what he was doing. He was doing it for the right reasons. He was doing it because that was what was coming out of him. And I think that's what all artists strive for, that ability to just be themselves and be passionate about what they're doing and not do it for any other reasons.
Al Jarreau died Sunday in Los Angeles at the age of 76. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.